headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single game RV value in Happy Valley, you got to check out GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs for individual games, free shuttle, large projection TV, free Wi-Fi as well. A lot of good tailgating options right there in the lot for you. Also, go to PSURV.com for all the details, and be sure to look into the Keystone Sports RV, which comes packed with good stuff from the 409 Barbecue Guys, Labatt Beer, and more. Go PSURV.com. Greg, obviously Penn State, Ohio State is the theme of this this show. And as we get into the Big Ten and national review, and maybe try to take the temperature now that we're at, you know, a little over the third of the season point, what the college football playoff picture looks like. I wonder, from your vantage point, Ohio State, specifically Ohio State, since they won this game, they're in the driver's seat of the Big Ten East. They're probably, you know, they're in a position they can run circles around whoever comes out of the Big Ten West. But can Ohio State play with some of these national players?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you saw Saturday night that even though their best defender, Nick Bosa, wasn't in the lineup, they have a bunch of guys behind him that can make a difference. And that's really where probably, Dustin, the biggest difference between Penn State and Ohio State right now is the defensive line. I mean, Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens played, probably each of them played the best game that they've ever played at Penn State, and it just wasn't enough. They were exhausted. Again, thanks to our awesome snap count guy. He has Givens out there for almost 90% of the snaps, Windsor about 80% of the snaps. If you go back and look at the snap count for previous games, that wasn't the case. But Penn State lost Antonio Shelton to the ejection. Ellison Jordan didn't dress. So they were already in a hole. They had C.J. Thorpe moved over from offensive lineman to defensive lineman, and he got in late. But those guys were just exhausted at the end of the day. That's probably the biggest difference between these two teams right now.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, we never really got into how good Chase Young is. This was probably his breakout performance against Penn State, but he owned this game late. All the big plays that were made, I don't have a stat line in front of me, but made the stop on that 4th and 5. That's a fair question. Was so disruptive, and he was a guy in Nick Bosa's shadow, which, you know, that's gonna happen. But this was a breakout game for him. This is a former 5-star. This is not a guy who came from nowhere. Ohio State does not really recruit or bring kids in who don't have that kind of elite pedigree. So I think in that respect, they're capable of owning the line of scrimmage. Just wait till Nick Bosa comes back. I also think Dwayne Haskins, I always feel like in college football, if you're a pro style passer, there's gonna be dry spells. You know, there's going to be times where the protection's not there, especially, you know, Ohio State's line is okay. They're fine. They're good. They're not great. There's going to be times where they can't – he isn't going to be protected, and he's not very mobile at all.
No.
I think having a running quarterback –
that's what he was doing in the first half was the problem. He was trying to be a little bit mobile, and it was not working.
No. I think I looked like I could have been a little bit more mobile.
Me too, and I'm not mobile at all.
So, yeah, I think there's some stuff that Ohio State can work on, but they've got all the ingredients are there in the cupboard. I'll be interested to see, number one, if they can avoid being tripped up along the way.
Yeah,
you know, that you talk about, from, I used the word inexcusable for something Penn State did this past weekend, but losing whatever it was 55-27 on the road to Iowa was inexcusable for Ohio State last year.
Right,
if they can avoid those kinds of slip-ups, it's a team that can play with those guys. I don't know if they can beat Alabama. That's always the measuring stick. I don't know if anybody can beat Alabama. I know it happens sometimes, but Alabama is so good once again.
Yeah, they are unbelievable. They really are. I mean, that is a good football team, and they keep setting the Vegas line higher, and they keep covering it.
I mean, again and again.
They, you know, I was listening to a show last week, and they had a guy that makes the odds on, and he was saying that, you know, we keep making it 5 and 10 points higher than we think that it should be because we're trying to get people to stop betting Alabama, and they won't stop, and they won't stop winning. it's pretty amazing. So, yeah, I think that I think that's maybe a step too high for this Ohio State team, but who knows, man? You get into those playoff games and nerves get tight and you have, what, a month to prepare for them. I mean, anything can happen. So I think they might be able to play with Ohio State. You mentioned Chase Young. I did look up the stat sheet real quick. Six tackles, three solos, three tackles for loss, two sacks, two pass breakups, including the enormous fourth and one.
Yes. Which
there were a lot of people upset about that, and I get it. And like I said earlier, I think Penn State has to decide what it wants to do with Jake Pinniger. Is he a guy that it kicks in that situation or not? Because you can't run him out in the horrible rain and wind at Pittsburgh and Illinois and then say there that, well, that was too big a spot for our freshman kicker, because it's one or the other. But that play was there. And if Chase Young does not knock that football down, that's probably a Pat Freiermuth touchdown.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of that. But the two pass breakups are the thing that jumps off the page. But three tackles for loss, two sacks. He was really good. Along the college football playoff lines, Clemson still in the mix, but had to work hard to beat that was a Syracuse team that came to that 4-0. I think they might be kind of turning the corner as a program, blah, blah, blah. But there's no way that at their home stadium they should be in that game. The bigger storyline, of course, was that Trevor Lawrence, their freshman, they named him the starter. Kelly Bryant, who was more or less their co-starter the first few weeks and all of last season, too, had intentions of transferring, was not available in this game. Where do you go? Can you put the toothpaste back in the tube? What's going on with Trevor Lawrence? It's really one of the big the first big complication of this four-game transfer rule. You know, I think the fact that Kelly Bryant is announcing his intentions to transfer mid-season is a side effect of this four-game redshirt rule in the first place. And then just, I don't know, karma or whatever. You just knew it was going to happen. Trevor Lawrence gets hit. I don't know if it's a head or neck injury he's dealing with. Clemson calls on Chase Bryce, their third stringer. He ends up winning the game for him. But it's all this big circus about Kelly Bryant and transferring and all this stuff. It's a mess.
Okay, so you have in your email the Antonio Shelton clip. So you watch it. I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then we'll discuss it when I'm done talking. But I have formed an opinion now on that play. But so there were a lot of people that were saying, well, Dabo Swinney deserves this and all that. And I understand where they're coming from, but no college football player deserves to be hurt ever. I'm sorry. That's not the right way to look at it. I mean, look, is Dabo a guy that rubs people the wrong way? Yeah. And does he, you know, do some things that are unconventional? Yeah. This example is perfect. I mean, this was a situation where he knew what the rule was and he knew the best thing to make his guy transfer was to play him or get to this point of the year when he could transfer without sitting out a year. I mean, it was smart by him, but at the end of the day, it's going to come back and bite him. So I don't know. Is that a team that can make the college football playoffs? Certainly not with that backup quarterback. I mean, felt bad for the guy. He just was, you know, you're talking about the guy, two guys that played for the first 4 weeks are just absolutely outstanding. And then you come to him and he's just not on that level. So can they win with that guy? No. Can they win the college football playoff with Trevor Lawrence? Yeah, I think they probably can.
So you think Dabo was trying to force his guy to
transfer? I think so. Yeah.
Or I always viewed it as maybe it's just my naivete, and I just wanted to say naivete, but maybe it's my naivete that says, okay, four games, I want to leave my guy the option of transferring. I want to do right by him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm always a cynic, but I look at it as he was thinking that, well, let me get this guy out of here because I have this super stud Trevor Lawrence and it saves me a scholarship I can go use on a nasty defensive tackle or another star quarterback or something else.
So Antonio Shelton, there's a little push in the back, but there's also a lowering of the shoulder.
Head. Yeah, yeah.
So I do not think you're going to see that targeting call reviewed and taken back. That's my personal feeling of it.
It looks so much different. I mean, the interesting thing about this clip, well, there's a couple things that's good about it. Number one, the Ohio State kid was actually okay, so that's good.
Yes, yeah.
We got to see Chuck Losey's mustache running off the field with Antonio Shelton, which is always a plus. I don't know. I've seen worse looking plays overturned. The problem is when you slow it down, it looks bad. The live version, it doesn't look as bad, but when you slow it down, it looks bad. So I am going to take back my opinion, and it probably will not be overturned.
Even though, you know, you can debate the intent.
Right.
Notre Dame beat Stanford 38-17.
That was a whooping.
Held Stanford to 10 first downs. It was a pretty elite show. And Stanford, you know, from their program history has had these times where they're not quite firing all cylinders. So, but 38-17 and it has Notre Dame really in that college football playoff conversation, they have to avoid being tripped up. But if you look at their schedule, especially over the developments over the past, say, 2 weeks, Virginia Tech, who lost to Old Dominion 2 weeks ago, Pitt, who just got blown out again by UCF, Navy, Northwestern, who, I mean, Northwestern which version is going to show up? Jekyll shows up.
Yeah,
Hyde
this
shows
is.
Up.
We should call this the Pat Fitzgerald segment because it always
comes back.
It always ends up at this point.
Florida State, Syracuse, USC. So you look at the stock down for Virginia Tech, Florida State, USC. Syracuse could be tricky. You know, Notre Dame's got a path there. I'll believe it when I see it.
Can they survive the injury with Alex Bars? I mean, I know this with the bye week, there's no look ahead, but Alex Bars out for the season. That's a crushing blow for Notre Dame. I mean, this is a guy that is just extremely talented. The brother of former Nittany Lion Brad Bars. I mean, it is just, you know, Brian Kelly rather called it devastating. And yeah, I don't know any other way to put it. That's going to be a big, big problem for them to overcome.
I got to ask you about this Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M grabbing and shaking a kid's face mask. What do you think about that? I think there's more outrage over the fact that this is football in the year 2018. That stuff, you as a coach shouldn't have to resort to that kind of thing. There's also sort of the old school, like this is the further proof of the softening of today's society and today's football game.
That's a fun road to travel.
What side of the fence are you on there?
I mean, the players came out and said that he was glad that the head coach did it.
Well,
I don't know
of course
about
he
all
did.
That, but you know, I'm watching this again because I want to make sure I have the context right. So, I mean, there was some pushing and shoving going on and all that. It was a very close game. Obviously, you know, they didn't want him to get a penalty, but yeah, I don't know. There's probably no need for it, honestly. I mean, but there's been a heck of a lot worse going on by head coaches on college football sidelines.
That's exactly how I feel, is that it shouldn't need to be done. You as a coach who's worth $75 million for the life of your contract,
right?
There, you as a coach shouldn't have to resort to that. I've also seen a lot worse. The thing that kind of stirred me was these older school football players who are coming out and saying that's just not necessary. You know, in this arrangement where you as a head coach have all the control, all the power, that kid can't do anything back to you. You're the one getting paid millions and millions. This kid's not getting paid anything. You need to treat them accordingly. I think all that is fair game. I don't think you know, the age of social media kind of blows these things up. But Jimbo Fisher, not in the right. But I don't think you're going to hear much more about this in the future. Anyway, that's it for us here on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and go download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you. So that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.